Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Crush Hearts, and tonight is a very special show, the beginning of a three-night event. Tonight we'll be showing our support to tomorrow's official World AIDS Day. I have a lot of things that I want to get to, but first and foremost, I want to ask everybody, how was your weekend? How did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a good time? Did you have fun? You know, how was your Thanksgiving? You know, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope you had a very blessed and safe and fulfilling Thanksgiving. You know, I had fun. You know, I did me, you know. I want to also tell everybody to visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. This is a very important topic to me. I did about 10 years ago, I graduated high school, And for my senior project, I actually did my project on having the AIDS quilt at my school. You know, I went to all girl Catholic school, so you know their first prevention is abstinence. You know, they do not encourage safe sex before marriage or whatever. But you know, to be a Catholic school, to be a religious institution, and also be in urban America, one thing I try to install in my teachers was that you have to be realistic, okay? And realistically speaking, there are teenagers are having sex before marriage. They are having sex before they're even 13, 12, as low as 11 and 10. Also, people don't notice about me, but I am a certified HIV/AIDS counselor, pre-post testing counselor, so I can give the test. I have done counseling. I have done street outreach. I have seen teenagers as low as 11 years old, 12 years old, come up with an STD and be really, really, really misformed. I learned a lot in doing what I do, and so this topic is 100% real to me. I used to live on the streets myself at one point in my life for about a year and a half. 2 years, rather. You know, I was a homeless teen, if you would, homeless youth, rather, if you would. I was no longer a teenager. excuse me. So, and I grew up in the system. I was a child of foster care, if you will, the ward of the court. So, you know, and doing what I did in school, you know, and being around the people, I was fortunate, I think, compared to my other comrades, if you will, out there who didn't have the support system that I had at that time. It wasn't much, but it was enough to get me here 10 years later, 11 years later, to be still sitting here talking to you about such a serious topic. I'm sure, and I'm going to say this, we've all, everybody that's listened to the show, everybody that's tuned in, everybody that will listen to the show has been affected by this epidemic. We all have a friend, a school worker, a co-worker, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, somebody estranged to us, we have come across somebody that has been affected indirectly or directly with HIV and AIDS disease. So tonight I will be playing a playlist of inspirational songs, ranging from some gospel tracks in there. You may not believe in a God, or but you do believe in a higher power. This is not to shun you out. Like I said, I have some inspirational tracks from all over. What I'm going to be doing is giving you some provincial tips. We might even have people call in to share their stories on how they have been affected, or, you know, what they do as far as their cells, and maybe they just want to call in to say hi. Everybody is welcome to this show. That's one thing that we do stress. So tonight's topic is World AIDS Day. We're going to play some inspirational tunes. And we're gonna get it popping like we normally do, you know, for the most part. Once again, I want to invite everybody to visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Also, before we go any further, I do have a brand new Facebook page. Yes, I got deleted again. I know. Forgive me. Phone Fantasy Radio do has a brand new Facebook page. All that information will be put up on the site. But you'll get me on my personal first Facebook page at www.facebook.com/LaHearts. That's LaHearts. So it's LaHearts, not LaCrush. Oh, the name is LaCrush Hearts. But you can hit me up, direct link is LaHearts. You know, I had to start over, so you got to send me a friend's request. I know. I'm popping. I'm really popping. You know, I got a lot of my school friends on there. So, you know, it's cool. And I got a brand new page for my personal page too, right? And I got my little family on there, and I don't know what to do with myself. Ooh, my little cousin, I seen her, she was about 4 years old, 5 years old, now she grown, and she talking about she need a man to rock her world forever. Oh, Lord. I'm like, I'm getting old. But anyway, the number to call in, 347-989-0767. That number, 347-989-0767. I see some people with their hands up. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the line to see what they about. 718-507, you're on air with Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss LaCrush Hearts. State your name and where you're from.
What up? It's your boy D from Queens, as usual. What up, Crush? How you doing? No, I'm all right. You know, getting ready for Christmas. That's all. These badass kids in the family. That's what's for that.
Aww, I've been a good one. I'm getting a Christmas gift.
I'll definitely see what I can do for Christmas.
You said that for my birthday.
Hey, my bad.
Let's not focus on the deletion. You know, let's focus on the fact that I got a new one up. So if you didn't hit me up. It's facebook.com/LaHearts. The name is LaCrush Hearts now. It's not no longer Crush Hearts. It's LaCrush Hearts. Back to my original name. Okay, so tonight we are talking about, this is a part of a 3-night event. I'll be on tomorrow, and I'll be on Thursday with a special guest. And it's called World AIDS Day. It's tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about prevention tips. We're going to be sharing stories. You know, I got some tips and stuff like that I want to give out to everybody. And everybody, you can go to aids.gov to find out some more information, what you could do in your neighborhood if you want to donate, if you want to participate, and all that good stuff. But I want to know, what do you think about when you hear World AIDS Day?
Well, World AIDS Day is definitely kind of real close to me. My aunt, she's HIV positive, She's been living with the disease, I think, at least, I believe, about 15, 17 years she's been with it.
Wow.
And at first, it scared the shit out of me, because I'm like, this, I didn't know what it was since I was a kid, like, that's really something that might just take her, but for 17 years, 15, 17 years, she's been with it, it's been real strong. She's been real strong. She's been in all over the United States, different groups, and she used to be in the group up there, and I don't know who else is on here that's from New York or whatever, but you know about Crush, the group called Stand Up for Harlem, whatever. She used to be part of that group in Harlem, whatever, and just toured all over the United States, different states, and overseas, and went traveling, this and that, trying to teach about the AIDS group. So, I mean, this is a real big thing, and I tell anybody, I tell kids these days, but I see little dudes in the store like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give me some leg or whatever. I might call this chick a horse. I'm about to beat this. I was like, yo, bro, it's all cool and gravy. Get your freak on. We all a bunch of freaks here and there. But put a hat on your shit.
Because
that one slip-up will have your ass going from I'm the flyest nigga in the hood to I'm scared. I don't want to come outside. So I tell anybody, man, get your freak on and shit, but protect your shit. Because you will be, at one time, fuck your head up.
Yep, definitely so. Like I said, I used to work in youth. A couple of years back, I used to work for a clinic, a couple of clinics actually, and this major one, we did street outreach. Now, what street outreach is, we get into this big old mobile unit, you know, the big old RV, and we drive around the five boroughs, you know, places in Queens. We drive around the five boroughs to places that may have like a drop-in center or like a shelter or a place where teens hang out. And basically what we do is we hand out condoms and we give them food, and they could come on the bus and they could take a shower. They could get testing done. You know, we did the oral testing. That's when oral testing is very popular. I encourage anybody, if you see somebody, a mobile unit there, hand out free testing. It'll take no more than 20 minutes for you to find out your results. And this one test that's 20 minutes, 30 minutes long can actually save your life. Whether you're negative or positive, please remember that it is not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of a new one. What I was saying? Oh, okay. And I had teenagers as young as, like, we couldn't help them if they were younger than 13. By law, we wasn't allowed to really help them by 13. But, you know, we sat there, we talked to them, and a lot of the girls was misinformed. A lot of the boys was misinformed. They were coming in, I mean, as short as my hip. Like no snotty nose, nappy head, everything. And I'm like, what are you doing with the, you know, can I get some condoms? And, you know, we laughed about it, but it really wasn't no serious matter, because then they would come into the clinic and these girls would come up with STDs in their mouth. We're not just talking about prevention of HIV and AIDS. Yes, it is a serious pandemic, but there's so many different STDs out there and STIs for people to catch besides HIV and AIDS that happen through sex and through body fluids. So we want, you know, the first thing I say and I encourage is everybody get tested. Like I said, it's only 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. Ours is anonymous. There's different type of testing out there. There's three different kinds. Ours is anonymous testing where we don't take your name. Basically, what you are is a number. And we put your number down. Give us any type of name. Put your number down. Take your contact information. And if we had an inconclusive, we'll actually come back to the clinic and we'll do a blood drawing. If it was negative, if it was negative, if it was good. We told you, you know, go get tested every three to six months, go get tested. It do take 3 months for antibodies for the virus to show up in your system, so every 3 months. Be aware of your behaviors, especially your risky behaviors. And what risky behaviors is like, besides unprotected sex, you drink too much, you don't know what's going on. You know, you drink to the point where you can't control your actions and stuff like that. I mean, I know you, do you go out and party, D?
Hell yeah. Like, for me, I work in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always around the party scenes and teenagers. And this is the main thing I tell a lot of kids these days. It's okay to go party and drink and smoke and all that. But the main thing about it is you cannot drink and smoke off of everybody.
Mm.
That's right. The main thing about it. Everybody will say, yo, take my drink from out the bottle. Let's take it to the head. You take it out the head. You take it to the head. Give me a cup. Let me get enough out in the cup. You take it to the head. Let me get enough that way. Your nasty ass mouth and shit is all around the damn cup and all that. You can't keep your mouth closed. Your lips all fucked up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cup. Or
right.
Anybody, and the main one about it, you see three or four people on one split.
Right.
It's not about being poor and sitting broke. Oh, I can't afford my own split or nothing like that. Nothing about that. It's to say, yo, if you want some of us, I'd rather take my last $5, get my own self high instead of sharing on somebody else's blunt. And you know that person's fucking the whole damn hood. Nah, it ain't cool.
And this does not just apply to teenagers. It's everybody.
Everybody
is at risk. Whether you're a teenager, whether you're an old person, whether you're a senior citizen, we're all at risk. Even our younger kids can be at risk. Any type of body fluid, it's not just through sex. If you have an open cut in your mouth and you kiss somebody and they have a sore in their lip, that's a possible transmission. Even the ear ducts in your face, the mucus ducts in your in your eye, that's a possible. I mean, we tell people that saliva, you have to have gallons and gallons of saliva, so you're not going to have it. But if you have a cut in your mouth.
Bullshit.
If you have a cut in your mouth, that is possible. If you have a cut in your mouth, that is a possible way of transmitting it. If you have a cut on your leg, or even if you don't have phones, even if you're not having sex and you finger popper and you got a cut on your finger, sir, and then she's HIV or AIDS positive, you can catch it, or you basically put yourself exposed to it. Like I said, it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of a new one. Everyone need to take action and basically become aware of what's going on around you, around your surroundings, around the type of people you be around. I mean, all these things can be considered risky behavior. Once again, I invite everybody to go to AIDS.gov, AIDS.gov, and you can find out, more information about prevention, diagnosis. They have places where if you want to be an active member and you want to donate, or if you want to go get tested, there's ways you can find how to get tested as well. So we are definitely encouraging people to get tested. Hold on, D. I got some other phone callers on here that I want to bring.
Correct. I got to say one thing. What kills me is this. I work in the clubs. And, majority of clubs these days, you go, it is at the free condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, so this is the men and females, teenagers and everybody. You go to partying and all that, they got some free condoms. Yeah, okay, dudes say, oh, they don't fit. They don't do this and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might not fit you, but they will stop that fucking disease from killing you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the free condoms because it just gets too dry.
Mm-hmm.
But I will take the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get your hand on that Magnum or that Trojan, that NYC condom, that free shit, is just as good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you see the free condoms, take them.
Yep.
The number one killer in the hood is disease right now, is AIDS.
Right.
Next to bitch assness, number two. But the disease is number one.
Mhm. So we encourage everybody to get tested. Like I said, there are other people on air. Don't go nowhere. I'm not going to mute you. I'm just going to go ahead and bring these other callers in order that they came. 614, see what your hand up. You're on air, phone, fancy radio. This your girl, LaCrush Hearts. How you doing?
I'm fine, hon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay. This is John.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, John. I'm doing good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was very good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know you heard the topic. Tomorrow is official World AIDS Day. I'm doing a 3-day event. Right now, we're basically just saying, you know, the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear World AIDS Day. So,
you know, it's your life that you got to protect on. You only get one chance, and you better protect the damn thing, man. You know, because I go to the clubs and stuff with my friends. I got gay friends, and like I told them, you know, I hang out with my girlfriend. We go to the clubs, but I say, man, when you're mischievous, be very damn careful, because the life you save may be your own.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally right.
Because I was looking at my Facebook, and I tapped on the friendship request for your on Facebook, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah.
I had to get a new one. I messed up. I went in there and showed my ass. And they deleted me. They deleted me.
They did a lot of my Facebook shit like that, man, because I've had over 417 friends, and they got me down to 336. They've been cutting out a lot of my friends and stuff.
I don't know
what the hell's going on.
I had 1,900 actually. I was like 3 away from 1,900. Next thing you know, I just got deleted. And I have 400 people that like us on Facebook. So y'all can go look us back up on Facebook. La Crush Hearts and Phone Face Radio got a new page. Go like us back on Facebook.
Yeah, because you got a thing now with your regular Facebook. I topped on that. It'll probably show up tomorrow. You know, so that's
pretty cool.
La Crush Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a picture of you in a business dress. The one girl I think you're going to have on your show, I had her on Facebook, and she had some very interesting pictures. I think they cut that one out, the one with, I think, the big booty.
I try to go PG-13 this time.
Yeah, but
I try to go PG-13.
Yeah, but they got shit worse than that they're letting people on Facebook with, and they don't say a damn thing.
I'm not even going to try to fight that battle no more.
No.
I'm not going to try to fight that battle no more.
Corny as possible now. It's trying to make Facebook so goddamn. It's trying to make Facebook PG-13. You got every porn star in the business. Got a goddamn.
Not yet.
You don't want to talk about some pictures?
Brother ain't
not
lying,
only some
man.
Bitches, like, it's not talking about Facebook, because Facebook will make you mad.
He ain't lying.
When
they got Vanessa Del Rio, they got Candy Samples. I mean, but yet they don't want to show Norma Stitz, but at least she shows her breasts. But these other broads are showing any damn
Norma Stitz don't. She don't do that. She don't post no pictures like that. She's
no.
Cool. But I want to... go ahead and bring my other good friend. I see you over there, Miss 225, with your hand up. Hey, Lady C.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Here go trouble. Here you go now. Oh, fuck.
I'm not trouble.
Lady C, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't saying nothing bad. Don't get in my ass tonight. Oh, no. We know how you get. You know how you get.
You know how you get, Lady C.
I can't. I don't do that. That's not me.
That's not me.
I don't do that. No.
Okay, she's eating from the tiny restaurant. Bullshit. You know how you get.
All right, folks. All right, calm down. Relax. If you're just tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio, we got Dee from Queens, we got John from Ohio, and we also have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And tonight's topic is World AIDS Day. We're going to be talking about some safer sex. I want to also invite y'all to tune in tomorrow. We'll also be talking about this because tomorrow is official World AIDS Day. Once again, you can go to AIDS.gov, and you can also go to WorldAIDSDay.org. Also, we will have a nurse practitioner. Actually, she's my private doctor. She'll be coming in on Thursday as our special guest. So any sex questions y'all may have about prevention, about any of those things, any just medical questions y'all just want to get off y'all chest, anything like that, y'all can definitely tune in Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, and save the number to your phone, 347-989-0767.
Word, just get it on speed dial. Word.
Huh?
Yeah, just get it on speed dial.
Yep, save it to your phone. Save it under LaCrush. That's my number, 347-989-0767. All right, so, you know, let me ask you a general question. D, because you were the first caller, what are the body fluids that can transmit HIV?
What other body fluids can transmit
HIV?
You know what?
There's five of them.
You know what? This might—I don't know. I might be right, might be wrong, but I've recognized this. I don't know. I've read it in some book that when females, after they have a baby or whatever, not saying you gonna have some or the baby gonna have some, your breast milk can still be a part of that. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Yep, that's one. Go ahead. Four more.
Let's see. Saliva, drinking behind somebody. Drinking behind somebody, I guess it's got to be number two.
No. No. Like I said before, you need a whole lot of, because of enzymes in your mouth, unless you have a cut in your mouth where there's actually blood there, no. Can't get it from drinking behind somebody.
What, you trying to send me your sweat?
Really, not really. They say not really for the simple fact that you have to really take, once again, a whole lot of their sweat and lick it. You know what I mean? Like, like if you're not drinking sweat. So, not really. Okay, let me just say this. The virus cannot live outside of the body. Okay, so the fluids, the body cannot live outside of the body, so therefore you can't get it from the toilet seat. You can't get it from drinking behind somebody. You can't get it from touching the same hands or less of the body. So on that note,
what about when you fell up, when somebody eating punani, I guess. I don't know. I would think that.
How you don't know? Blood.
Hey.
You can get it from blood. Semen.
That's right. Wow.
Vaginal fluids.
Semen.
Semen.
Wow.
Men's cum. Vaginal fluids. Breast milk. And actually pre cum.
Breast milk.
Breast milk. Yes.
I knew. I saw.
That's why they say. That's why they say after, you know, if you are HIV positive, they tell you that you cannot breastfeed the baby because you can still transmit it. Back to the baby. So yes, breast milk does have HIV in it. Any type of body fluid does have some. Some just have more than others, and once again, it can't live outside of the body. So like your sweat, your spit, you know, stuff that's going to end up coming outside the body, you won't have it. When they say your mouth, it's like when you brush your teeth and your gums bleed, or say if you bit the side of your lip, you know, sometimes you bump and cut the bottom of your lip. Okay, and then use the cum contact, or like I was supposed to suck on your finger or something like that, and you have a cut on your finger. That's the way, you know, it's blood and blood. You get what I'm saying? Like, it has to really be exposed. If you have healthy skin, they say healthy skin is an excellent barrier against HIV and other viruses and bacteria, so make sure you got no cuts, and if you do, you cover them up properly, you know, so no broken skin. Also, needles. The syringes, blood is through needles and syringes. The lining of the anus, the lining of the anus is a way to HIV can enter through the body. The vagina, the cervix, the opening of the penis, your mouth, once again, if you have sores or bleeding gums, so, you know, cuts and sores and needles. So those are fluids of transmission, how you can, you know, what are considered, you know, transmission fluids, and also how they can be in contact with you physically. well, you know, we're talking about all this stuff, and I didn't get a chance to ask Lady C. Lady C, when you hear World AIDS Day, what do you think of?
A wake-up call.
some people. Because when it first started, I knew so many people, they were calling it cancer at first.
Mm-hmm.
And they had quite a few friends that I knew back in Detroit passed from it. They were homosexuals and swingers and stuff. And it was, you know, just when they were saying, well, you need to use condoms, you know. So they were saying it was like, at first it was like cancer. They didn't know what it was. It was like, well, I got cancer. You know, it's just, the sad thing is that older women get it now because these women who are finding themselves single and dating younger men and are not cautious enough to use condoms, you know, because, oh, they can't get pregnant, so what I need a condom, but condom is not just for preventing pregnancy, you know, which is the biggest, as older people, we always use condoms back then, it was just more so for preventing pregnancy. But nowadays, it's not just for preventing pregnancy, it's for preventing STDs, you know. So it's something that is needed because everybody's still looking at thinking it's just one way. It's out there for everybody.
Right.
Anybody.
No matter your age.
Your age, your race, or sex. Anybody.
Anybody.
You know what makes it bad? You know what makes it real bad about it is that the age rate nowadays and disease rate. It's not even the adults. It's these hot in the ass kids.
Mhm.
From the ages of what, 12 to 17.
Yes, that is a high rate, but they say it's among young adults, teenagers, young adults, you would say 16 to 25. But everybody else is on the increase.
Younger ones now.
Yeah, they are on the rise. They are on the rise.
Crazy in the rise.
What I was about to say. Okay. Sorry, I was reading something. We got 27 minutes remaining, and I just got real hot. I'm sweating over here, and
what were you doing over there?
I wasn't doing nothing. Yeah. I was sitting up here, and I got sweat beads coming up on my face and stuff. I don't know why I'm... Ooh, I need a fan on or something. Oof. And I got hot in hand. I wasn't even doing nothing.
Yeah.
I sure wasn't.
Now we see why. Your face is different now. That's why your face looks different now. We see why.
No, I've been good.
Huh? We gonna talk about this one
after the break. All right, folks. Like I said, I do have my little playlist here. If you was on my Facebook page, you got a chance to submit some song requests. Like I said earlier, a lot of our songs will be inspirational songs, things like that. I have some Michael, I have some Stevie, I have some Mary, I have some of everybody. If you would like to submit your song request, you can always do so by going to phonefantasyradio.com or just give us a call, 347-989-0767. Press that 1, and I know you talk. All right, folks, so I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get this music playing. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. All right, so please hold on.
First song of the night. Wonder. Even in the back. Can you hear me? Oh, they got the that there's something there.
Let me see.
Yes.
Okay. I had to bring somebody back. I'm trying. OMG. I am not focused right now. All right. I'm having technical problems right now. I'm talking and my phone is muted. Oh, boy. I'm trying to play the phone, but my phone muted, and I'm really calling people out like, oh, they can't hear me. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. I don't know what I did wrong. I did something wrong. Okay, hold on. Whew. I don't know why I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath and hot. What the hell is that about?
Did your heat cut on in your house?
It is cut on, though. That still don't explain why I feel the way I feel. I don't know. And you really can't hear it.
No.
You can't hear, right? I know I did something wrong. I did something wrong, D. I don't know what I did. All right. Excuse me, folks. I apologize. I'm trying to figure out what did I do wrong here. I thought I had it popping. Oh, I know what I did wrong. All right. Shut up, D. I know what I did wrong now, y'all. Hold on, I got it. I know what I did wrong. All right. Y'all gotta bear with me here. I'm sorry. Once again, I apologize. Okay, I think I got it down. If you don't, nope, that's not it either. That's the biscuit. Okay. Can y'all hear it now?
No.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and continue with the show. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to go ahead and bring back D. D, you with me, D?
I'm just thinking of what the hell you doing over there.
I know. You with me, John? You with me? Are y'all with me?
Oh, yeah. I'm still with you.
I know, I'm sweating, I'm out of breath. Oh, goodness, you think I sit up here running a marathon? I'm just sitting down. Oh, now what a work.
Come on, Crush, we come on. We don't do this.
Now I'm muted, everybody. Now what a work.
Hey, shit, I'm saying, that's that bootleg TV shit, I'm saying.
No, it's not a CD. OMG. Blog Talk Radio make things so difficult for me sometimes. All right. I got it covered. I finally found it. I finally found out what was happening. Okay, so we're going to try this again.
I bet you did.
I'm going to try this again. All right, we're going to go to Stevie Wonder, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it. All right, folks, I'm going to meet y'all one more game. We're going to try this one more game.
She's fucking up Stevie Wonder's night, ain't it?
I know. Shut up. Hold on. Okay, no, wait, hold on.
walking out of a grocery store with a pain in my chest and I'm wondering where did it come from. He's looking back in the back and said, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. I cannot believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves. She got down on her knees. She said a prayer for me to just keep on thanking you. He'll give you all you need. That was 5 years ago. Don't have that pain no more. Not cause you can't go back. Cause all you can do is say,
welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio with your girl, Miss LaCrush Hearts. Shout out to the chat room. Hi, Saint. Hi, PG. Benudos. Bawaudos. Right now, we are talking about World AIDS Day, which is officially tomorrow. And we're just talking about prevention tips and we're sharing stories of how this epidemic has affected all of us at one time or another, whether personally, indirectly, or directly, a family member, friends, just certain things that we've noticed in our hood, and we're playing inspirational songs. We had a little technical problems in the beginning, but we worked it out. World AIDS Day is observed December 1st each year. It's dedicated to raising awareness of the AIDS epidemic caused by the spread of HIV infection. AIDS has killed more than 25 million people between 1981 and 2007, and an estimated 33.2 million people worldwide live with HIV as of 2007. Like I said, we all have been affected with it indirectly or directly. As of 2007, an estimated 2 million lives were claimed because of AIDS, and 270,000 were children. On that note, I want to bring back Dee from Queens.
Yo.
Hi, Dee from Queens.
What up, baby?
We got John from Ohio. Hi, John from Ohio.
Hi.
And we got Lady C from Baton Rouge.
Hello.
Want to encourage anybody that just tuned into the show, you want to share your stories, you want to share your experience, you can give me a call at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. All right, so I finally got the music playing. We had some R. Kelly there. I got feedback. Anybody else got feedback?
Hell yeah. God damn. Yeah.
Whose phone is that? That's somebody's cellular. Somebody got a speaker up? Are they listening to me, a speaker or something like that?
Somebody got a boost phone or something going crazy, though?
Why you gotta call out people? Why you gotta be putting on a spot like that?
I forgot it's not Thursday night. Damn.
No, it's Tuesday, babe.
I forgot. This ain't gonna be putting niggas on blast. I forgot. Alright, you know what? Alright. Oh, hold on. I gotta get back to the topic one time. I gotta say this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
What kills me now in the hood,
mm-hmm.
and this, I might be sound like an asshole for saying it, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Ladies.
Men.
Hold on. You don't know where I'm going with this one, though.
I don't know. You said ladies or saying men.
Ladies. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like this. But, you ladies, I gotta stop saying, I don't wanna mean it like this, like an asshole way or whatever. I'm not trying to hurt none of y'all feelings and this and that. But, if everybody in the hood know about your track record, stop trying to sit there and say, oh, I just lost weight quickly. If you went from being a big size to mad skinny within 2 or 3 months,
that don't mean nothing.
Be real. Listen. I know you're right. It don't mean nothing. But come on now. It ain't that much medication in the world to make you lose weight that goddamn quickly.
So what's your thought happened?
That
what do you think? What do you think it is? What it is for real, for real?
That damn disease is flying around like a motherfucker making niggas.
You think that's what it is? That don't mean nothing. You can that don't even make sense, sir.
Hey, I'm sorry, but.
Wait, hold on. I'm glad you called in the show, and I'm glad you said something like that, because it's people that think like you do that become the most risky behaviors. Sir, just because she was skinny 2 months ago, just because she was big 2 months ago and she's skinny now don't mean nothing. That don't mean she's HIV positive, and it doesn't mean she got AIDS, sir. That don't make no sense. If you that, what do you think? Listen, sir. I'm about to kick you. Hold on. You said what you was going to say. Don't act. Listen, sir. Go ahead, ask your question.
No, go ahead. Finish your
question. No, ask your question. You
want to
ask a question?
Okay, so if it's not that, then what could it be then? Because it's like, I don't know. Honestly, I've always tried to figure that one out. Like, okay, everybody knows it takes a long time, like good 6-7 months to lose weight. But from I've did research here and a little reading here and this and this and that. I could be reading things is wrong. Who knows? We all make mistakes, read different things is wrong, whatever. But I've read this in a book somewhere. They're saying that, a lot of things happening with this disease going around nowadays. Lose weight quick, stressing out. And I read this on...
You're stressing out?
I read this on CNN's website.
Yeah? Well, you got to send me that link. You got HIV, so therefore you lose weight fast? Do you even know... Well, that would be a good place to start today's show, right, y'all? I know. I'm a bad host. Anyway, do you even know what HIV does?
Okay, refresh my memory. I know what I do. What about the fucking magnets in my pocket? Every motherfucker.
No, sir. I'm asking you. We're not asking everybody else. We're asking you. You're saying that you read somewhere on somebody's website, CNN website, that if you fat one day, you turn skinny the next day, you lose weight. I don't get it. You know what HIV stands for, right?
Human and polonium.
What?
I never, I never got the iPod.
What?
All right, now you can't put me on blast now. All right.
I'm not putting you on blast.
No, you're
but I'm just,
blast
you know what? You know what? I am putting you on blast for the simple fact that this is something. I'm putting you on blast for two reasons. One, what you're saying is because, first of all, the statement you had just made when you say first you're skinny, and then, I mean, first you're fat, then you're skinny. First of all, that's a stigma. That is not true. 112%, that's not true. If she was fat in 3 and she became skinny in 3 months, listen to me. Let me tell you how that's not true. First of all, if she was fat in September and by December she lost weight and you think it's between HIV and AIDS, you wouldn't see her at all because, therefore, something in her body is making her sick. First of all, HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. Human meaning that we can get it. Immunodeficiency means it attacks your immune system.
Right.
Hold on. It means it attacks your immune system. Uh-huh. And virus means it duplicates itself. It can reproduce itself. What it does, it attacks your immune system. And when you talk about AIDS, basically what AIDS is a disease and that causes that. It's like a bunch of different diseases, not just one big disease. AIDS is a bunch of diseases that you get because your immune system can't fight it off. Regular diseases that you and I can fight off, your body can't fight off. Like pneumonia, you know, you have that trait in you, I have that trait in you. If we got sick, we can get rid of a cold quickly. If you have HIV, that means your immune system is compromised. So, therefore, you can't fight that off quickly. So, if somebody was sick in September and became skinny in December, you won't be seeing them. Because, therefore, that means their immune system is shut down. That means they got some type of illness. You get what I'm saying? They sick with something. So, therefore, they wouldn't be functioning. So, you wouldn't see them at all. They would be in the hospital laid up somewhere. That's why it don't make no sense.
Well, okay. So, thank you for refreshing my memory on that.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to put me on blast, man.
I'm not trying to put you on. I'm not trying to put you on blast.
What did we get on Facebook tonight? Oh, wow.
But people fail to realize what AIDS really is. AIDS is, first of all, is a syndrome. It's a collection of different symptoms that your body cannot fight off. And there's a whole list of symptoms that you go through. And some people that are living with HIV can be asymptomatic or systematic. And when you depend on which one you are, like some people say there's different strands of HIV in different parts of the world. Like in Africa, they have like another strand called strand 2. But that's a whole other subject. not even going to go into there because then I'll really confuse y'all. But listen to me. What HIV is really doing is destroying your immune system. You're not dying because of AIDS. You die because of some sickness that your body could not fight off. So if you and I can fight off, say you and I can catch the flu. You can say if I'm HIV positive, my body can no longer fight off that flu properly. HIV to attack my immune system, my cells that actually go into my body and fight off my immune system, that fight off the antibody, the bacteria, and stuff like that, HIV attaches itself to it. It duplicates itself and basically affects itself, and therefore it can't fight off. That's why they say you can get it, like if you have a cut or something like that, because when you have a cut, what's fighting off that cut so you won't have no bacteria disease in your cut is called your white blood cell.
Okay, now, Crush, let me ask you this question. Now, this question right here is, I've always wanted this. You always hear Africa is like one of the biggest countries in the world with the highest age rate. Now, not just saying Africa, but overseas, it's all over the world. Baby. It's a global disease right now. What I don't understand is this. Why don't they pass a law that way, when you go overseas, anywhere overseas, they make you take a test right then and there when you get back into the States. Or if you're from New York, you're going to Africa, or you're going to London or Germany or whatever, instead of bringing it back home to where your loved ones is at, whatever, why don't they make you take a test right there somewhere about it, like some kind of that, like they make a, like a local, they make a doctor's office, some kind of office, where right next, right by the airport, that when you come from overseas, whatever, they catch you on the spot.
Okay, so why don't they, the better question would be, why don't they do that just right here? The virus that you find overseas, because I mentioned the HIV strand too, you don't find over here. The strand that you find over there, you can't find over here. That's why I didn't get into it. HIV 2 can only be found in places like Africa. Africa doesn't have the medical attention that we have over here, as far as like the doctors and the medicine and stuff like that. That's why it's such a big epidemic over there. Remember, a lot of that place is rural. It's not city areas like we are. The only place that's really developed over there possibly is over by the coast area, because that's where they do most of the training from.
Exactly.
So if they don't force you to do it here, what makes you think they should force you to do it? You get what I'm saying? Why should it be? It's not mandatory for you to take it now, right?
Okay, but Crush.
You choose to take it. You choose to go have an HIV AIDS test. It's your personal responsibility to do so, right? Just like you choose to lay down and have sex, or you choose to put yourself in risky behavior.
But listen,
you ask me a question, I'm answering you the question. But okay, go ahead.
I understand you answered my question. I understand that. But at the same time, it's like, yo, after a while, you get tired of hearing it. They're always saying, oh, Africa is the number one leading cause of this. Or Africa is the number one cause leading that. And I'm not just saying it because we're black, and I'm not just saying it because, oh, it's a different color, skin color, this and that. It's just like, yo, it's why I get tired of hearing it all the time, is just saying, oh, African-American community is the biggest lead in case of AIDS and this and that. No, it's more to it.
It is.
But to me, I feel like it's a global thing to me.
It is a global thing.
And
they're gonna tell you what's going on here. Unless you're looking at global news, you're gonna find out what's happening in your local area, right?
Right.
Okay. So they're gonna tell you what's going on here, and if you can't fix here, how are we gonna fix over there? Like you said, you see this every day. You see people coming to the clubs and they putting themselves in risky situations. They don't want to use the condom for whatever reason. And yeah, you tell guys to go get, you know, to go get tested and stuff like that. But when's the last time you actually read up on this and refreshed your memory, so to say?
You're right.
After so the only person we can, at the end of the day, I only say that for the simple fact that I'm not attacking you or nothing like that. The reason why I said that is because at the end of the day, it's us who have to take the responsibility for our own actions. That's why we say we need to try to prevent ourselves from putting ourselves in risky situations. And you know, you can only control one person, and that is yourself. You can only prevent yourself from spreading this around. Just because you feel like, oh, I'm tired of hearing this, but that's what the facts are. You know, they're not telling you nothing that's not true. And if you sit down and you do the mathematics of it, it does make sense. So it's not like they're saying something out of the ass. This one time I can honestly say it. It does make sense.
Sure.
Anyway, y'all want to join the conversation? Y'all sure can. The number is 347-989-0767. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we'll be on air for a special broadcast where we'll be once again playing inspirational songs and talking more about World AIDS Day and this epidemic and prevention and safer sex and sex questions. Also, I encourage Dee and others to please tune in on Thursday night, because we have a special guest coming in, a professional who went to school for all this, did all the training. Like, I did training, but I ain't do that much training. That Dr. Kathleen Marks is going to be in the building. She's from a local hospital here in Brooklyn, New York, Kings County Hospital, across the street, downstate. She's from across the street, downstate, which is a whole other entity. But when you think of that area, you think of Kings County. She actually works for an organization that I used to be a part of. I used to work for them as well. called HEAT, Health Alternative, Health Education Alternatives for Teens. And what they do, they provide HIV AIDS testing as well as outreach services, case management, and everything like that for teenagers. So she'll be in here. She'll be, if you have some teenagers you want to ask some questions about, risky behaviors, anything about regarding HIV and AIDS, just something that may have crossed your mind or you just want to tune in, Thursday will be a perfect time to do that and basically help show some support to Phone Fantasy Radio. I also invite y'all to join our brand new network, phonefantasyradio.ning.com. That's phonefantasyradio.ning.com. You can share pictures. So all the pictures that got me deleted off of my today's, also Facebook is going to be up on my network. See, fuck you, Facebook.
I wonder why.
So y'all gonna see the famous picture that got me deleted. I'm gonna put it up there tonight. This is the picture that got me deleted.
Hold on. What picture are we talking about?
Go to my website and find out. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the place to be. The number to call 347-989-0767. Right now we got D representing Queens. L. What part of Queens are you in?
I'm in Springfield.
Springfield Gardens?
Yep, this is the last part of Queens. Yes, I am.
Aw, boo. shout out to Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm about to go over there and give me some gumbo. I want some shrimp gumbo.
Oh, come on, Bubba.
Yeah, I want some shrimp gumbo. I want some hamburger gumbo.
I want some hamburger gumbo.
I want some turkey gumbo. I want some sausage and rice gumbo. I want all that. I want some black-eyed peas and gumbo. I want all that.
Yeah, make sure you pick me up a three-piece from Popeyes also while you're down there, right?
That's as opposed to Louisiana, I'm going to get you know, the Popeyes. Let me get that chicken. Gotta love that chicken from Popeyes.
Crush, don't you ever do that again.
Don't you be coming on the scene and don't you be seeing so happy? That's the most cheerful commercial ever. God, let that chicken from Popeyes.
She got that sound after sex, like.
She go, hey. Hey, y'all.
Come on down to Popeyes.
We got the best chicken. Like, what, lady? You don't be cooking that chicken. Go sit down.
They call her when she got to finish getting her freak on. Yeah, do the commercial now. Girl.
Oh, why? You got to say that.
Why she just can't be happy? Right, lady? See, why she just can't be jolly? Yeah, why she just can't be happy? You got to love that chicken from Popeyes.
Crush.
Huh?
My nephew lives in Brooklyn, New York. I'm supposed to be coming up there to visit him next year.
And we're going to do a live. We're going to do a live Ustream. I'm bringing the computer out. We're going to be on Ustream.
Damn.
We're going to do phone thing. I'm going to go dust off the Ustream account. I'm going to delete all those sleeping photos. I'm going to delete all those videos where I'm sleeping. And we're going to go to a Starbucks and we're going to host a show. All right, Lady C?
Girl,
you're so laughing. I'm so serious.
Uh-huh.
2011.
Lord.
Huh? What you said?
I said we gotta let the police know Lady C gonna be in town. Oh hell no.
I'm serious. What's good? I wanna do a meet and greet. D, you wanna do a meet and greet with me? I'm talking about we're gonna go to Port Authority. All right, this is what we're gonna do, right? We're gonna go to Port Authority. Hold on. I got it all planned out. We're going to go to Port Authority, right? I'm going to bring this laptop. We're going to go to Port Authority. We're going to go inside the bowling alley, all right? And we're going to get us a booth at their little bar, all right? We're going to get us a booth where they have a little bar and stuff like that. We're going to host a show, and then we're going to go have movie night.
All right.
And we're going to go to movies, and we're going to go eat, and then y'all going to go, y'all asses, when y'all go, I'm going to go my ass home. We're going to have a Phone Fantasy Radio meet and greet.
I'm teed already. Oh, shit.
We're going to have a Phone Fantasy Radio meet and greet. Yeah. And we're going to name it something funky, too. I'm serious. We're going to make this happen. Y'all need to go follow me on Facebook because I be saying some weirdo stuff just like
yes,
now.
Fuck you,
dude. OMG LaHearts, Facebook.com/LaHearts, LaHearts, LaHearts. Be my friend. Add me. I'm no longer trying to add any people that are international. I apologize, but I don't want to fuck with y'all.
You too damn hard. That's what she's trying to say, baby. You too damn hard.
Huh?
What she's trying to say is y'all just got them far. Like, fuck it. We just want to tell you nothing.
No, it's because I get deleted for some picture that I don't even think was that X-rated. But all I get is a whole bunch of dick pics and pussy pics and all this other stuff where these guys want to tag you and all these photos and stuff like that. And that account will never go nowhere. So, you know what? I'm discriminating now. Also, if you...
You didn't get my power pic. All right, don't worry about it. We good.
So, you know, I get dick pics. I mean, they actually made a group. They made a group on Facebook. There's a personal group on Facebook, a booty group, and they had nothing but porn pics up there. The guy kept posting all these porn pics, all the big girl porn pics, big old cocks and the pussy porn pics, all that. And, you know, my account got deleted. What? Where did they do that at? Like, they could have just snatched the photo off of there. You know what I mean? Like, what was I really doing that was so... Whatever, that's another story.
You know how Facebook is. You know, they donate money, not any shit. You know how that go. Yeah, no more.
Yeah, we don't want to go into that. That's another episode.
We got a show about that.
We got to do a show about Facebook. All right, we got about 40s.
Yeah.
We got about 47 minutes remaining on the Clizzock. I'm going to go ahead and play these next songs. I'm going to play these next songs, and then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more. Shout out to John. Holding us down. John had to mute you because you had feedback with your phone. And I'm going to mute the rest of y'all, and we're going to come back and we're going to play some good old tunes. What the hell? Speaking of what I was saying, in reference to what you were saying, actually, D, I'm going to play some Michael.
Uh-oh.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna be real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the color board. My favorite winter board. This thing is blowing my mind. But you don't hear in the street. There's not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind? Pretending not to see them eat.
Think that's the man. Everybody, no more secrets.
Crush Heart. This is the Fluffy Flirt. And right now I'm going to bring back B from Queens. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Joining the conversation. Shout out to John from Ohio. I'm bringing you back, John, but if you have feedback, I'm going to have to let you go again.
All right. Thank you. I ain't got nothing to do tonight.
You got nothing to do tonight?
No, hey, one thing I wish they wouldn't have deleted, I've never seen a Pepsi can used that way before.
Oh, shit. I thought I was the only person to remember that. Oh, shit.
Nah, I put them back up there. Okay.
No problem.
I know that's right, baby.
I put the Pepsi can back up, you know, world famous now because of Pepsi cans. And had to show love to the Pepsi can.
Mountain Dew and Orange Crush.
Mm-hmm. I put the can collection back. That I put back up there.
Oh, you're sweet.
I had the Crush can, the Pepsi, the Mountain Dew, and the Brisk before and after. Showed them how big it was. Some people think that it was because of my video, my can video. That got me deleted, but, you know, oh, yeah. What happened?
They're showing worse. Yeah. And they ain't been doing nothing.
I was saying, ever since you did that with that breast can, I've been buying breast every fucking day. Breast is now the number one.
That's funny because I stopped buying it.
If anybody works for breast, I need a free 12 or 24 bag. I've been supporting y'all motherfuckers ever since that picture came out, right?
No, that can gave me a headache.
I wonder why. Why did you do
that? That can circumference is just a tad bit bigger than the Pepsi can. Yeah.
She actually measured the size of the can.
I can just tell by my mouth.
You know what? I got a dirty mouth. I'm gonna shut up now.
Yeah, do that.
This is gonna lead to some other shit. Like, all right, what? Down.
I understand what y'all mean when y'all seen that cam. I actually get it because like I said, I made two new pages. I made one with my real name, and I have just my family on there, you know, my nieces, my nephews, so forth and so forth. And that one was like, I went on there, I added them. So I went back, you know, to say hi and stuff and, you know, see who accepted my friend request. And I get up there, my little cousin talking about, yeah, y'all been sitting up here fronting, and y'all talking about y'all can laugh this and y'all can laugh that. Y'all don't be laughing, because I need a man that go all night long, and I want more than just to lay and all this other stuff. And I swear, as I'm reading this, I'm just picturing a five-year-old saying this.
Crush.
What?
Who has a bad-ass fucking feedback on a phone? Like, what the hell?
John.
You got a horrible feedback. Like,
John.
Hey, John, you say you're from Cleveland, right?
Detroit, Ohio.
That's right. I know why, because LeBron James left y'all. Y'all just anybody just fucked up with, right?
Yeah. He's not from Cleveland. Oh. You know what?
I don't root for Cleveland, man. I'm a Lakers fan, baby.
Oh, you look fucked up. Math ain't that. Oh, hell no.
Okay, we're gonna mute you, John, because your phone is giving us feedback. I hear it now.
And the Lakers won tonight. Great.
Anyway, before I was really interrupted by D, what I was saying was, lay back down. What I was saying was, I read this message, and as I'm reading it, you know how you just like picture something. I'm picturing this 5-year-old with her hair not did and her glasses on, sitting up there and rolling her head and rolling her eyes and stomping her fingers.
What
like,
am I being back and forth?
And like that's, you know, that's the picture I see here. And I go look at her pictures, and she got a little titty pig. Like, ah, look at me, I'm sexy. I'm like, oh my god. And she grown now. She grown now, but I swear, you just see it in her face. Like, I don't know. I think all the women in our face look like youngins. We don't look our age. But it was just crazy. Then I see my little cousin, my little nephew. He probably no more than like 13, 14, you know, he's sitting up there pimping, you know, he pimping for life up there. Like, I hope the only thing you pimping is video games, nigga. What you mean you pimping? What? I don't know what to do with myself, ladies.
Kids in school pimping like that?
Huh?
Kids in school be pimping for hero sandwiches now. Like, yo, baby, I'm your hero sandwich. You know I love you.
And you know what? He got the picture up there. I think I need to put the picture up there. He got a picture up there, and you know this is my nephew. You know he got the smile. You know, we give him the smile. You know, everybody got that smile. Like, my smile is on my nephew. Like, I can see it. Like, damn, that's that. You can't even, my brother couldn't even deny that. He couldn't even say it. That's a mistake. He can't even say none of that. And that's, like, from looks to personality, that's, you know, he's a moth, you know, like, that's it, like.
Hey, Crush, I got outside of all of y'all. Crush, Lady C, I noticed that nothing to do with the topic, but I've got to ask you one quick question.
What?
Okay, the Secret show was on tonight. What happened to all the black models in Victoria's Secret? What happened? They all got kicked out of competition or something?
I don't care about that. Like, I don't wear nothing in Victoria's Secret. Why would you ask me that, of all people?
It's a secret to us that they have it.
Damn.
Why would you ask me that, of all people? Like, what?
Come on, Crush. You know you have some Victoria's Secret song.
No, I've never gotten anything from Victoria's Secret. What are you talking about?
You dead ass?
Yeah, oh, I'm dead ass.
All right, my bad. Don't kick my ass later.
Because, no, what am I going in there for?
The lotion and the perfume.
What? They got Bath and Body Works.
Huh? Lotion and perfume.
They got Bath and Body Works. If Victoria's Secret don't get out my face, they don't go sit down somewhere.
Okay,
I'll go get that smelly lotion from Dwayne Reed before I go to Victoria's Secret.
Oh, okay.
I'll go get that sunlight, that Jupiter. That Jupiter body spray, man. Huh?
It'll be like Buzz Lightyear to Infinity and Beyond type shit. Oh, no.
That cucumber and melon shit. I don't know. They, you know, we have crazy stuff. But anyway, you tuned into Final Fantasy Radio. Ooh, do anybody else hear that?
What's that?
Do I sound echoey? You tuned into Final Fantasy Radio with your super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Heart. We have D from Queens. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge. Shout out to 614. That's John over in Ohio. Shout out to Milwaukee. I see you, PG, and then Chatty. Shout out to the Four Aces Network. Yeah, Four Aces. Shout out to Saint now and then. Shout out to the Gingerbread Man that never comes to our show, but he always show him love. Anyway, tonight has been an awesome night. We had good times. I really do appreciate D coming by, hanging out with me. First time ever he's actually stayed on the show with me and didn't run away.
That's bullshit.
I know, but it sounded good. So thank you for tuning into the show, holding me down on all show. Once again, thanks to Lady C. Thanks for joining. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for participating. I hope I can get the same crowd back tomorrow when we do the official World AIDS Day. We're going to be sharing stories. Once again, I got some more music to put up there. You can send your song requests and shout-outs and all that good stuff right there on my Facebook page. Like I said, like us on Full Fantasy Radio. Just put it in the search bar. My heart, my name, LaCrush Heart. That's spelled with a K. I don't think that there are many people named LaCrush on Facebook. But you can do a search and let me know.
It's a couple.
Huh?
It's a couple chicks on there with named Crush. They're ugly as hell, but it's a couple of them on there. Not saying you, but it's a couple of ugly ones.
Named Crush
or
LaCrush? Like I said, the name is LaCrush.
Just the part Crush alone. When you put that word Crush in, everybody named Mama want to pop up. And she'll be like, okay, I wasn't looking for ugly ass, but damn, Mac.
I got a whole bunch of Crush Groove. I got an Antonio Crush Capone. I got a High Roller Crush. I got a Crush Joiner. Let's see. You got Crush, just regular old Crush. I mean, it is a common name.
Yes, it's soda. It's soda Crush. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the way I spell it.
Oh, yeah.
With a K?
True that. You got that.
You know, you got the Crush Groove radio show. I mean, the Crush Groove movie and song and all that. Crush, grooving, body moving. All right. I'm not going to sing.
Crush, sweating, sweating, throwing up and shit?
Actually, I'm not. I'm cool now. I don't know what the hell that was about. but I'm cool now. Lay down, I'm cool. I calm down. I don't know what that was about. I got nervous, I guess.
Oh, man. Christmas is coming too goddamn early. What the hell?
It's
the same time every year.
I know, right?
No, it's been like, yo, it's like, damn, you wake up at 7, you back home already at 4. Like, what the hell? Christmas, I feel like came too early already this year. Damn.
It is 10:35, sir. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just, damn.
Yeah, you were on those moods, too. Okay. Moving right along.
Oh, wow, you're trying to play me. I'm the cable guy now, right? All right, great.
I wouldn't dare do that.
Whatever.
Actually, there's a Crush Farm. That's old. And then there's Sophie Ann LaCrush, actually. Some dude named Sophie Ann LaCrush.
A dude?
Sophie Ann A. LaCrush, he's a male looking for a woman. He's from France. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but, you know.
From Pepe LaCrush. Oh, Lord, God damn it. What a world.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, so, you know, yeah, he's typing all types of foreign shit. Okay, so he don't count. All right, so put LaCrush. There's only us two coming up. you know, y'all can keep up to date on everything that's going down. We need some more likes. I need some more likes on Phone Fancy Radio. I need to get to like 25 so I can get my name, my screen name and stuff. So y'all need to help us out with that right there.
Sure.
Get my username. Right now we at 23, so I need two more people to like us. So search us on Facebook. Phone Fantasy Radio. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get into the next songs. Once again, I want to thank everybody. D, you got anybody you want to shout out right now?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out all of, yeah, shout out to all the sexy big ladies out here in America, all the big girls, everyone. Shout out to all the people, shout out to all the single mothers and take care of their kids. You take care of your kids, you're doing it by yourself, more power to you.
And if you don't, go kill yourself.
Shout out to all the hardworking people. And shout out to all my hustlers. You know, you can't get a real job. You're still out there hitting the sidewalk, making your money, do what you try to do. And also to Shout out to all the soldiers. Word.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Shout out to all the soldiers, whatever. Yeah, y'all holding it down, fuck overseas. Keeping
them. Oh, you mean real soldiers? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to brave men and women of the service. They're keeping Bin Laden and his little brothers and sisters away from us and shit, so shout out to y'all, because we got enough of them driving cabs now, but shout out to y'all. Y'all for real.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let me see. Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to, what's his name, D?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
She gave you what's his name, D.
You know me, baby.
I sent him a special shout out because he loves me so much.
At least I'm not the only one I know talk shit. So, yeah, we good money, man. Yeah.
To everyone listening, just a shout out and the. Tomorrow is an important day. Wake up and realize that condoms are good for you to use, not just have as decoration.
Word.
In your back pocket, right?
Yeah, I have one.
Crush,
you know.
This is so funny.
This
dude walking down a block, got a goddamn Magnum, a condom on his chain. Why
a real one, or was it?
He has a real condom, a Magnum, inside the wrap where he put it through his, he put his chain through it. Like, literally, he made a hole through the shit and put his chain through it, and he walked around the street with it. I'm like, dude, you wearing this shit as a chain? As a
advertisement right there.
And like, yo, what the hell? And I look at it, I'm like,
we all need to do that.
This nigga look kind of dingy and shit. I'm like, Nah, but anyway, yeah, definitely.
What?
Everybody.
You're gonna stop doing that, woman. I mean, man. You're gonna stop doing that.
Definitely, everybody. I gotta say this to be serious about it. Everybody go. Today, in these days, in trouble times, it is not a joke. Condoms are the way to go. Disease is going too hard. It's killing in the community. Disease is the number one killer in the hood besides these crooked-ass cops. So keep yourself safe. Keep yourself drama-free and stress-free. You don't want to get your family sick. You don't want to hurt your family, your loved ones, and anything, family, friends, the person you met at the club and all that. Yeah, sex is a great thing to have. Sex is a great sport. It should be an Olympic sport. But let's make the Olympic sport the safe way. Not that it hurts the disease away. So, yo, condoms, it might cost $4 or $5, but that $4 or $5 will save your fucking life. All
right?
Real talk.
Right. OMG. What about you, Lady C? Any last words of encouragement?
Live life and just protect yourself. You're living, life is short. You know, why make it shorter just for a few minutes of pleasure and maybe hours of pleasure, and then when that hour is done, what you got?
What?
You know.
My last words of encouragement is also, please, like you said, try to make it possible. I don't know about y'all, but I go get checkups at least every 3 months. I go get the full works, pussy exam, everything. But I do encourage y'all to get tested at least every 3 months. You can go to HIVtest.org, put in your zip code, and you can find a local clinic or service provider there that's provided free testing. Please remember that it is free. You don't have to pay nothing. You don't have to have insurance. You just go up your local Department of Health and say that you want a test. And, you know, they'll chat with you. They'll give you the test. They'll tell you, but 45 minutes, you out of there, you know. 15 minutes to talk to you. They give you the test, about 25-minute wait. And then you know if you're good or not, you know. It's accurate. If you got a misreading, they will tell you to come back and you will have to do a blood test. But overall, it's accurate. So, you know, go check it out.
Go get your phone checked out.
Chris, I gotta say one more thing, Chris. I'm so sorry. This goes to everybody that goes clubbing. Tell us. Just because you got a fat ass and cute smile, don't mean to go in there unprotected. It's a lady. Just because a nigga got good hair and throwing that money around, don't mean to go in there and squat on the shit just because he got that. Disease, you can't tell who got the disease nowadays. You don't know what it's in, who it's with, or what it's doing.
Never trust a big fat in a smile.
Hell no. Just cause you see the porno stars fucking with our condoms, don't mean you are the porno star. Especially the motherfuckers are getting tested like a motherfucker. You best believe it.
Yeah, that's a whole other story right there. But once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, D, for tuning in. You can come back tomorrow, finish the conversation. No worry, just write it down. Also, I want to invite y'all to tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, live with your girl, Miss LaCrush Hart. Kissy, kissy, and all that good stuff. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play the end of my playlist, and then we are going to be out, because I could do that.
Yeah.
So we here for a reason. I'm going to play my song, because that's what I do. I play music. As soon as
music,
I find
music,
it.
Music, control.
I guess. This was a request. It's some Kirk Franklin. And, holla at a big mama.
For some who don't understand our purpose, they may not understand our purpose. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we're so family. And when the song is over, we've all said amen. And your heart just keep on singing.
Your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
And if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
And when we cross that river,
to
study war no more.
Study war no more.
We will see.
We will see.
The one whom we adore.
The one.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I'll sing the chorus.
I'll
sing the chorus.
Thank you. every job.